thank you for being with us this morning. I think before we go to our next guest, I would like to share her song with you and give it a little airplay. It's called Rain, and we're going to be speaking with its composer in just a moment. Hallie Suffren is here with us, but let's take a listen first to her song. Hallie Suffren here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Hallie, I thought you'd enjoy hearing yourself on the radio before we talked. How are you this morning? It's good to talk to you. That was a great song. Tell me a little bit about it.
Thank you so much. First, I just wanted to say I'm really excited to be on the show, and thank you so much to the Carnegie Library for sponsoring this. So for the inspiration for my song, I had this vision of someone kind of looking out of a window and just being very sad and depressed, but they have this hope of looking forward and it getting better, but it doesn't.
I kind of heard that as I was listening to it. There was a lot of passion and emotion. I'm trying to think of the right longing, I guess is the word I would use to describe it. Mm-hmm. Have you written many songs?
No, this is actually the first song I've ever written.
That's amazing. And you submitted it and it ended up being honored as one of the winners of the Teen Media Awards at Carnegie Library. What got you interested in creating music?
I've always been really passionate about music. I started playing piano at like 4 years old, And I, when I was like 12, I started learning how to play guitar and bass guitar and ukulele. And I was really interested in musical theater. And I thought, hey, maybe I would want to write a song one day. So I took Betsy Lawrence's songwriting class with Dave Heidick and made this song.
Just amazing. Some people listening are wondering, you know, the specifics. How old are you and where do you go to school now? Can you answer those questions?
Yeah, I'm 15 years old, almost 16. I go to Winchester Thurston School.
And what year are you in now?
I'm a sophomore.
And are you all virtual right now? I'm trying to recall. I should know this because we work with Winchester Thurston.
I'm actually doing the hybrid option.
So you're in some days and other days you're doing virtual?
Yeah. It's a week going to school and then a week virtual.
Crazy. Everybody has something different, don't they? In terms of mm-hmm. the way they're approaching it. And you could make different choices. Are some of your peers going full-time virtual or full-time in person?
There's no option for full-time in person, but there is an option for full-time virtual.
You must miss a lot of people based on the last half of the school year, last year, and then summer. And even now, I'm sure there's people you're not seeing who you miss, given the class size at Winchester Thurston. It's already kind of small.
Mm-hmm.
How did you record this? You mentioned the two teachers a moment ago. Did they help you actually make the recording? Or are you playing many of the instruments?
Dave Heidick, a part of the songwriting class, Dave Heidick was the producer for the song, and there were also hired people to play the guitar and bass and drums.
Very cool. So you were really, it's great. You had your own wrecking crew behind you to play. That's really, really cool. So, I mean, at the age of almost 16, I'm sure you're starting to think about what you might like to do once you graduate from Winchester Thurston. What are you thinking of?
I either want to do some like music producing or working for like a movie company creating soundtracks for movies, or I want to be a forensic scientist.
Interesting. And, you know, audio can play a big role in forensic science, too.
Yeah.
Did you have the interest you mentioned in audio production and soundscaping before this experience, or is this something relatively new?
I think I was into it a little bit before, but when I saw him producing my song in front of my own eyes, I got really interested in how to do that.
Oh, I bet. And do you have software that you'd like to work with now?
I use Logic Pro X.
Excellent. And that's and for folks listening that aren't into this, I won't nerd out too much with Allie here, but I'm always interested in knowing what people are using. So I imagine, are you thinking of making other compositions? Do you have the equipment that you can start to do that?
Yeah, I do, and I'm actually kind of working on that right now.
What do you think your next song might be about?
I'm not quite sure yet. I mean, I have lyrics in it and everything, but I'm not sure what the story is behind it yet.
I was going to ask you about that, Hallie. Do you typically develop your lyrics first? I know there's no typical, I guess, but you seem to me to be very driven by language as well as music. So I was curious if you if you see a style emerging for how it is that you put a song together.
I actually create the chords first, and then I kind of have, I get a vision from those chords and kind of create a story from that.
I'm glad I asked that. That's a really interesting way of doing things. So the chords will give you a feeling, kind of a tone or a mood, and that will sort of be a muse for you to write, either from your own feelings or from your imagination, it sounds like.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well,
thank you.
I put a link up to Rain on our Facebook page. There's also one up at slbradio.org, so folks can get at it. It's on SoundCloud, which is easy to do. Is there anything else you wanted to mention in our remaining time?
I just wanted to say thank you just so much for having me on. It's been a really great experience.
I'm happy that we were able to do it. And I do hope that as time passes, we'd love to have you here playing live in the studio when we're able to do that again. It's nice to be able to talk to you this way. But typically our preference is to have people live so you can see the radio station and get that experience too. So thanks very much.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, we'd love to do it. Oh, one other question. Do you have a learner's permit now? Are you getting towards driving?
I turned 16 November 8th, and I plan on getting it that day.
I was wondering about that. Well, thank you so much for being with us. And that's a name to watch for everybody, Hallie Suffrin, S-U-F-R-I-N. And you can look for her Teen Media Award-winning musical composition, Rain, on SoundCloud, as well as conveniently at slbradio.org, so you can click through. Thanks, Hallie.